Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another wonderful day that the Lord will speak from His heart. God has so much to say to His people. When we give God attention in faith, and whatever He gives us, whatever His response, whatever He speaks, especially when He comes to you saying something, it's always important. Many people desire to see the things of God. Jesus once told His disciples, I think it was Luke chapter 10, that many prophets desire to see the things that you see, talking to His disciples who love Him, and didn't see it. They died in faith and didn't get a chance to see the things that they were getting a chance to see. Well, so it is with us. Many people have desired to know the things of God, and God is going to reveal to you things that people have desired to know for ages. Remember something. Don't be so surprised when the Lord come to you and explain things to you that are great, things that will make your eyebrows raise. Now, this is why. He needs us to be on point with Him. He needs us to be in agreement. And in order for us to be in agreement with Him, we have to know Him. And in order for us to know Him, we're going to have to dialogue with Him. We're going to have to relate to Him. We're going to have to hear Him out. And sometimes the Lord tried to show people things, but they are so tied to the way that they understand things and they won't listen. The Lord is not going to defy the Word. The Holy Spirit has never done that, and He's not going to start now. But whatever He give you in your heart, I've learned to appreciate the wisdom of God because it's important. You have to believe it. You have to have faith in Him. And you have to learn to trust Him. And that's our job. We can do this. If we can believe Him and trust Him and act on His word, speaking His word, we're going to see greater things, and it opens the door for Him to give us even more. Now, there are needs out there, and it's going to take a greater anointing for it to happen, to reach the people that God wants to reach. They've been deceived hard. Their deception has a shell on it, and it's going to take a mighty anointing to break their bond that's against them, the shell of their deception, so that God can speak to their heart. And the enemy has been lying day and night. It's all on TV, it's on the news, it's in pictures, it's in film, movies. Defiance is everywhere. And the wisdom of God is there too. The enemy has given people opinions against what God does, against His character. You know, the enemy's got the world believing that Christians hate them. And we preach the love of God. Satan is afraid of Jesus, and so is the world. They do everything he does. But they don't do things for the same reason Satan does things. He's deceived them somewhere, and they're operating by deception. And he has a foothold in their life based on their form of deception. Some people are greedy. And so he controls them through greed. And all sin hardens the heart against God. That's something, whatever sin that people are involved with, it works to corrupt their mind and harden their heart against God, weaken their will. If it's anger and frustration, he'll pull low strings. If it's the lust of the eye, greed, things like that, he pull those strings. If it's the lust of the flesh, he pull those strings. And this is what's going on. Now Satan, he's trying to destroy, not only he's trying to stop the work of God, but he's trying to destroy the people that are sinners. And he doesn't want them to know God because they'll leave his world. They'll leave his kingdom. See, it's not a geographical location. They're going to leave that system and live according to another system, the kingdom of God. And that's what Satan is afraid of. So his demons are motivated to corral people into false choices. And much knowledge has been given. And poor teaching has been taught. And even good people are deceived by bad teaching. You know, the Lord taught me a definition for deception, and it is the trust of darkness. Deception begins when somebody trusts darkness for whatever reason. And good people can be deceived when they lack knowledge. Deception usually works when there's a lack of knowledge, lack of ignorance, lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, things like that. It hinders people from receiving pure teaching. Now, the problem is, just like sin, which deception is sin, it works against the truth. So when the Holy Spirit speaks the truth to you, the truth of his word, the pure word, false teaching will fight it and try to resist it. That's why people are reluctant to hear God out. You have to love the light to receive the light. Light has to be in you for light to be received by you. Because he can't teach you unless you're willing to be taught. Nobody can learn from God unless they're willing to learn. Now, as we live the word of God, we live the light of God's word. It gives people true instruction. It gives people hope that they can have. But they have to be willing to receive it. And everything, every move of God, every work of God in us, all of his handiwork, works together to invite people to a better life. And God is going to bless them. God is going to bless them in his truth. So that means we have to receive it in order to live it. If we don't receive it, we can't live it. Other somebody else might, but we won't. But if we receive what God is saying, then we graduate, we grow from glory to glory. Now, when the Lord speaks, sometimes he'll show you, you know, my favorite scripture, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will guide you into all truth. All right? That means that sometime the Lord's going to tell you the truth of a matter. And you may not like what he has to say. Your mind and heart may be set towards another direction. And I use an example of engagement. A man is engaged to a woman, or he's considering about asking this woman to marry him. Now, in his mind, he loves her. She loves him, and she cares about him. And he's evaluated her to be a wise person and potentially a good mother, kind-hearted. But the Lord knows the truth, whether she's that way or not. She may have false motives. She may be afraid of getting older and just trying to find whoever will have her. And that's the wrong way to start a relationship. Only the Lord knows the truth of a thing. If people don't set their own heart to grow and prosper, a marriage is not going to cure them. A job won't either. Nothing will. You're going to have to decide to live and be alive and take your place in life. You're going to have to consider what it is the way you want your life to be, and pray towards that. But a marriage is too serious of a thing to just settle into to be rescued, because it's not going to work, and it hardly ever does. That's not going to fix the real problem. But the Holy Spirit can explain the truth of a thing. And if you can't be honest with yourself, how can you be honest with somebody else? On, Only the Holy Spirit can show you the motives of a person. Only the Holy Spirit can show you the truth. Because people can act the way you want them to, but that doesn't mean it's real. And many people do it. They enter relationships with fear in their heart. If you got fear in your heart, Satan's attached to that fear. It's important to learn to live without it. Only the Holy Spirit can show you how to undo the works of darkness. And you have to receive the light of God's word. There's no other way to do it. So whatever he tells us, I'm using marriage for an example because that gets people's attention. Because God loves us and he does us right. He does good by us. He will not guide you wrong. Whatever he says is to protect you. But you're going to have to believe him and make the choice yourself. He's not going to make the choice for you. He's not going to make you not do something. And sometime to help us out, he will close a door that no man can open and shut it and open a door no man can close. But that usually happens when you have parents praying and people praying for you and you praying for yourself. I know that I can't make all the perfect judgments, but I know for a fact the Lord can help me, and then I make the right choices, and then I'll be blessed. You're only blessed when you make the best decisions. And you need to, if a man decides to marry a woman that's trying to just be rescued, that'll be his choice. But he needs to know before, so he'll go into it the right way, or he'll have the right expectations. Because a person's life, God cares about our lives. All of our lives are important. The man's life is important, the woman's life is important. But his personality may not be a fit for her. But she's acting the part, acting as if he is, and he's deceived. Only God can show you an undue deception. The word of God can too. By the word of God, you can start seeing things for what they are. Things won't add up when there's a lie involved. When people start lying, the lies never add up. And you can't build a relationship off false pretense. If you can't be honest and open, then it's not going to be the best relationship it could be. But when people repent and do it for the right reasons, then you can go forward. Now, God loves us and cares about all of our, every part of our lives. When it comes to his work, he's in charge of that. The only way it's going to work right is if he builds the house. Now, once he anoints you to do something, you have God's ability to do it. But that doesn't mean you will. You have to have training for the anointing. I talked before about training time. How in one of yesterday's broadcasts, the first one, the Lord told me that there were the pastors that I met along the way, they'll never be able to do what God had in mind for them. They would have had to obey him back then, and they didn't yield to him properly back then. Many years went by, and I said, Lord, can you go back and do a mighty work through them? And he said, no. I said, why? He said, they wasted too much training time. You have to be trained for the anointing. God will, look at it this way. God anointed Saul, King Saul, with a vial of oil. The prophet Samuel poured a vial of oil on Saul's head. Now David was a worshiper. He lived in God's presence. He drew near to the Lord to get to know him. And the prophet Samuel anointed him with a horn of oil. Now everybody knows a horn of oil is much bigger than a vial of oil. In other words, he anointed King Saul with ounces, but he anointed King David with gallons. So you have to understand that the anointing is given by measure according to the training. Now, after you're anointed, you're still required to grow. The more you grow, the more you'll find yourself doing new things that you didn't used to be able to do, because the anointing does multiply in an exponential way as long as we have the training for it. Now, with that being said, when you're anointed by God and you know better, you must do better. But don't be afraid that you will fail one day. These are your safeguards. You can confess that you love God's will and you hate the ways of darkness. The more you confess those things in your faith, the more it will manifest in your life. Don't be afraid of failure. That was the first word I spoke to a pastor friend of mine. Don't be afraid of failure and don't be afraid of success. Some people are afraid of success and they stop somewhere. But in Christ, you are success. You are prosperity. You're designed like God. We've been made in the God class. He made us in His image. Whatever He do, we are designed to do as well. Whatever He does, we can do on our scale. But I can't make a planet in the stars. Well, that's not. You only in this life, you're probably under 100 years old. But God is Ancient of Days. You don't know what you'll be able to do in a million years, which you will live. We grow from glory to glory. And God can teach you something new from now on. Every day He can teach you something you never knew before, never thought of. And that needs to be happening now. The Lord needs to be reaching us and showing us things that we need to know. Remember my favorite scripture, St. John 16:13. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. When the Holy Spirit comes, He's the Spirit of truth. He's going to guide you. The problem is people are groomed not to ask. Cold religion says you don't question. You don't ask God questions, or you don't question God. That's just cold religion. That's not scripture. Jesus said, Captain of the Lord's host said, ask and you will receive. Knock, it will be open to you. Seek and you will find. He wants you to ask, seek and knock. He wants you to be dedicated to whatever it is you're trying to learn. He don't want you to be half-hearted about learning what He has to say. He wants you to be full in. He wants you to know Him. Paul said he left the things of old that he counted but dung, left the things in the past that I may know Him. He's learning God's ways now. He wants to know who God is. I do too. And I wouldn't trade nothing I own for the things that God taught me. The things He made plain. I value what He say more than. See, I can get another truck. I can buy another house. I value what He said because that gives me life. It helps me know what to do. It helps me help others. See, I don't want to just prosper and have just enough to get by on. I want to thrive in life. And that's precisely what I fully intend to do. Everything of God works. And you have to take Him at His word. You have to cherish Him. He has so much to say. And there's so much to know. If we value what He say and obey Him, we can do all things through Christ. And that needs to happen. We need to be doing all things through Christ. We need to be overcoming our challenges. We shouldn't have to live our life putting out fires that the devil starts. We need to live our life in victory, doing what God say do. And you can. The Lord has so much to share with you. You're just going to have to trust Him on it. And that, remember, there are some things He can tell you and share with you that others have not received yet. And cold religion would be an obstacle. The way you think already can be an obstacle. And you have sometimes you have to find error that you've taken as truth. Sometimes the Lord will expose deception, and it takes the Lord to help you do that. But be patient, because he's patient with us. He knows what we receive wrong. But in our training, he's going to help us overcome it. He's going to help us know what it is and undo it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. And don't be surprised at the wonderful words of God that he speaks to your heart. He always speaks to you in your heart. Your mind will catch up later, but it's all good. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.